We're supposed to have that expectation, and we're supposed to expect the supernatural power of Jesus to be demonstrated every time we gather. Is that your expectation? And I'm being very clear to say the supernatural of Jesus, because one time a spiritualist relative of mine called me and was like, "When did you become a spiritualist again?" And I was like, "I didn't." I was like, "I'm explaining the kingdom of God and the authority of Jesus. Just because I'm explaining the reality of the spiritual realm doesn't mean I've shifted." And so sometimes people will see things from their own perspective and hear things in light of where they've been and what they've been taught. But I'm glad that person is listening, because they're getting word and they're getting seed. And it's only a matter of time before they get delivered. Hallelujah. Hey, because I'm going to tell you, I love a spiritualist. I love getting them saved. I love getting them set free. I love seeing them be on fire for Jesus. And I love seeing them walk in the gifting the way it's supposed to be. Because most of these psychics and mediums, they are just people who have a gifting that the enemy is perverting. Because the enemy cannot give gifts. The scripture clearly says Holy Spirit gives gifts. And we were born with those gifts. We were sent here with those gifts. And what happens is the enemy would try to come against us through life choices and through deception to make us use our gifts for things that do not glorify God. And so I love getting people back on track, say back on track, back in alignment. And so this is what this season of divine timing and Kairos moments are about. It's about us being in alignment with God, but also being instruments to use for Him to use us to get others back in alignment. Every gift that's been placed in you that's been sitting dormant is not going to be dormant anymore. And what I see right now, even in visions of God, is like when you warm up your car in the wintertime and how you start it up and it's ready to go and your garage door is open and it's all heated if you live in the Midwest or the Northeast. And so you're ready to get in and just go. That's what it's like. It's like your gifts have been revved up. The engine has been started. The button has been pushed. And it's like now it's time for them to be released through you. Hallelujah. The Lord has already pushed the button. The ignition has been pressed. So during this time of Kairos and the divine timing of God, one of the things the Lord spoke is prophetically is that we can expect suddenly, say suddenly. A suddenly is something that already exists in eternity, and then it breaks forth into the realm of space.